Doug in Atlanta on WGKA 1190. Doug, what'd you make of the press conference by the Swift Boat veterans today? Doug, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think it's going to be something he's got to work around. I mean, it's definitely going to be something I hope is going to last. Here, my concern is this, that, you know, it's only May, and, you know, it's kind of been a long electoral season, and we don't vote till November, and I'm wondering, for people who like John Kerry, who don't care that he flip-flops with short attention spans, are they going to not care about this come October? Oh, Metalgate, who cares? Oh, those guys who signed a letter, that's old news, you know? Is this going to be something that this kind of information has peaked too early?
What was the movie you saw? Did you see Titanic?
I did.
You did not?
I did. I saw it, yeah.
Okay, did you like it?
It was okay. It was, I wasn't too thrilled with some of the ideas that all rich people are vain and all poor people are virtuous.
Could a new advertising campaign for the re-release of the Titanic change your opinion about the film or get you to see it again?
No. I saw it once really late in the game.
Yeah, your opinion is fixed about the Titanic.
Pretty much.
John Kerry is having opinions fixed about him, which will not waver much over the next 6 months. That's why he's pouring $25 million into the next week of buys, because he knows the ice is forming over his opinion, Doug. So I don't think you get a second chance in American politics.
Well, I hope that's the case. I just see months and months and months ahead of you know, people getting tired of all this and forgetting all this by November.
Getting tired, not forgetting. You remember Titanic, how it ended, right? The bracelet, the thing into the water. Didn't change.
Oh, that thing, yeah.
Yeah, the ending doesn't change. Thank you, Doug.
Alrighty.